2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 4. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Song of Songs 2:8-9. The voice of my beloved. Now he comes, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart. Now he stands behind our wall, he is looking through the windows, he is glancing through the lattice. In the Bible, both the mountains and the hills refer to difficulties and barriers. He comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. This means that nothing is too high or too great to stop him. The Lord is the Lord of resurrection. Christ has resurrected, he has overcome all difficulties and barriers. Difficulties and barriers are things of yesterday. He is living in the next day. All difficulties are beneath his feet. All the troubles concerning our fellowship with Christ come from our side. Many hills and mountains frustrate us from coming to him, but he is never frustrated, for he can leap and skip. Today's reading. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart. The word hind in the title of Psalm 22, which is concerned with resurrection, signifies Christ in resurrection. Christ's being like a young hart signifies that his power is the power of resurrection. Now he stands behind our wall. His standing behind our wall signifies that the lover's introspection as the problem in herself is a separation between her and him. Rise up, my love, my beauty, and come away. This word indicates Christ's eagerness in asking his lover to get away from her introspection of the self to be with him. However, it is not easy for one to come out of introspection. Sometimes it takes a year or more before such a one can be helped to get away from the introspection of the self. My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the precipice, let me see your countenance, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your countenance is lovely. Hear Christ, considering her his simple lover, my dove, wants to see his lover's lovely countenance and hear her sweet voice in her oneness, union, with the cross, the clefts of the rock and the covert of the precipice. Here we see Christ's call for his lover to be in oneness with the cross. This point on the cross is the central stress in this section on deliverance from the self. If I had been the lover, I might have said, my beloved, I cannot get to the clefts of the rock. The clefts are too high and the way is too rugged. I do not have enough power to go there. But here Christ was indicating to his lover that she could enter into the experience of the cross by the power of his resurrection. Christ wants his seeker to remain in the cross, in a crucified condition, continually. However, to remain in the cross is a difficult matter, like entering into the clefts of the rock and the covert of the precipice high in the mountains by a rugged road. In order to empower and encourage his lover to rise up and come away from her low situation in her introspection of the self, Christ empowers her by showing her the power of his resurrection, and he encourages her by the flourishing riches of his resurrection. It is by the power of Christ's resurrection, not by our natural life, that we, the lovers of Christ, determine to take the cross by denying ourselves. It is also by the power of Christ's resurrection that we are enabled to be conformed to his death by being one with his cross. The reality of resurrection is the pneumatic Christ, who is the consummated Spirit indwells and is mingled with our regenerated spirit. It is in such a mingled spirit that we participate in and experience the resurrection of Christ, which enables us to be one with the cross, to be delivered from the self and to be transformed into a new man in God's new creation for the fulfillment of God's economy in the building up of the organic body of Christ. This is the end of today's morning revival.